Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The corruption trial of Boston City Councilor Chuck Turner begins in federal court today. Turner's accused of taking a bribe and then lying about it. In the same investigation, prosecutors say that former state Senator Diane Wilkerson also accepted bribes. She pleaded guilty in June, but Turner says he's thrilled to have his day in court. WBUR's David Boeri reports.
You know, a trial has taken a strange turn when the government's chief witness insists he won't testify, while the defendant insists he will testify. And the jurors haven't even been selected yet. That was the setting as Boston City Councilor Chuck Turner arrived at federal court yesterday in signature white goatee and bald head for the last pretrial hearing.
Counselor?
Good morning, Counselor. Good morning.
How are you?
Well, fine. How are you doing?
Turner is 70 years old and facing up to 20 years if convicted of taking a $1,000 bribe and lying about it to FBI agents.
Are you still intent on taking the stand, sir?
Yep, and let me just say that that's the last thing I'm going to say to the press until I take the stand.
Which has his rumpled attorney, Barry Wilson, trying to reel Turner back. Turner didn't consult his own attorney before vowing to testify.
Has he already violated your advice?
Come on. We don't know what's going to happen until it happens. You know, in the heat of the battle, people say a lot of things. Right now, all we're going to do is show that Mr. Turner didn't do anything wrong.
What he did wrong, the government alleges, is take a bribe from a Boston businessman who in August 2007 was seeking a liquor license for a club in Roxbury. That businessman, working with the FBI, handed Turner $1,000 in front of a secret surveillance camera. You may recall seeing that transaction along with the most memorable of the FBI highlight reel, the secret video in which Diane Wilkerson takes $1,000 from an undercover agent and then immortalizes herself by stuffing it up her bra in a Boston restaurant. Wilkerson, who was the main FBI target, pled guilty in June. The same day, Turner vowed he would, too, when hell freezes over.
Let's hear their side of the story.
Their side being the government's case, says Turner's lawyer, Barry Wilson.
I think when we hear their side of the story, we'll understand Mr. Turner did nothing.
The government's side of the story may have a problem in the telling, however, because the businessman turned government informant, Ronald Wilburn, the man who gave the alleged bribe to Chuck Turner and another to Wilkerson, and then testified before a grand jury, has now vowed he won't testify at trial. Yesterday, he got summoned to court for a closed-door hearing with a federal judge in the case.
Hi, Mr. Wilburn.
Mm-hmm.
David Boeri from WBUR. Wonder if you could...
Can't talk.
Comment.
After the hearing and outside the courthouse, the 71-year-old Wilburn said he was gagged.
The judge put a gag order on. Can't talk.
Wilburn had said he was going to exercise his Fifth Amendment rights not to incriminate himself, which would deprive the government of the chance to have him tell his story to the jury. But inside the closed hearing, according to sources who don't want to be identified as violating the judge's gag order, the judge gave Wilburn a choice. Testify, or you're going to jail for contempt of court.
Judge instructed you to think and think hard?
Mm-hmm.
When do you expect it back, sir?
Right now, probably Friday.
The reason Wilburn gives for not wanting to testify reveals the potentially explosive issue of race. Ron Wilburn, who is African-American, says he now believes the government he cooperated with was only interested in prosecuting elected officials who are black. And that mirrors the insistence of Turner and his supporters that the trial is all about race. In response, the federal prosecutor, who declined comment for this report, told the judge in the hearing, "This isn't about race. It's simply about corruption." The prosecution wants the questioning of prospective jurors about prejudice to be kept simple. When the judge said he was unable to see a racial dimension in this case, Turner's attorney insisted race is the elephant in the room. Outside the court, Barry Wilson explained why he wanted prospective jurors questioned closely.
There's an old analogy, if there's a rat in a tunnel, I'd rather have a flashlight to see it. If people have certain inherent ideas or prejudices, we like the ability to ferret them out and see.
But the judge made clear he'll ask the questions. Jury selection begins today. For WBUR, I'm David Boeri.